This closing section of this book has been entitled Abraham Live, Questions and Answers. I'm reading this transcription from an Abraham Hicks Art of Allowing workshop that was edited slightly for clarity and that was recorded in Tampa, Florida on Saturday, January the 8th of the year 2005. Abraham begins, "Good morning. We're extremely pleased that you are here. It's good to come together for the purpose of co-creating. Do you agree? Are you knowing what you're wanting? Are you enjoying the evolution of your own desires? Here it comes. Are you thrilled with the unfulfilled desires? Oh, yes, especially those. We are so looking forward to the time. We can feel it in your vibration. We can see it unfolding in the ethers of that which is your future experience. We can almost hear the words flowing forth from you as you say, 'I am an eternal being,' which means I will never get it done, which means contrast will continue to provide new preferences within me, which means source energy will continue to answer the preferences that are born within me, which means there will always be something that I have defined as a desire that is not yet manifested. It must be that way. If I am an eternal being, and I am, you say, or we're saying it for you, then there must always be unfulfilled desire. And we want you to become at one with that idea, because when you make peace with the idea that there will always be something that you want, that you have not yet figured out how it will come, when it will come, where it will come from, or who will assist it in coming, when you get comfortable with that never-ending, ever-unfolding of that which is your life experience, then you will begin to live as you intended as you came forth, joyously, expanding, never complete." Sometimes we hear you speak the word perfect, and perfect sounds sometimes, or feels in the vibration that you offer when you say it, like you think that you'll get everything checked off your list and then life will be perfect. "Once I'm looking at all conditions that please me, then life will be perfect." And we say, then you would be dead. And we do not mean dead in the way you mean dead. We mean dead in the way there is no dead. We mean finished. We mean opposite of the eternal being that you are. So when you get it, that you are eternal, and that even in this focused body, in this magnificent leading-edge time-space reality, as experiences cause new desires to be born within you, if you can relax and understand that that is the way that it must be, and enjoy the fact that it is not all done, and look forward to the unfolding of it, then you are in this place where you are balanced right on this leading edge, and it is like riding the crest of a wave. So, when we talk about balancing of energy, when we talk about coming into alignment with who you are, when we talk about being a vibrational match to who you really are, when we talk about your desires and your beliefs matching, what we are really talking about is using your emotions to help you contour your own vibrations into alignment. And when you do that, your circuits are wide open. When your circuits are wide open, circuits to what? Circuits to source. You must thrive. You are clear-minded. You are sure-footed. You feel good, and everything in your experience is delicious. You are then the being that you were before you came forth into this body, only you are more than the being that you were before you came forth into this body, because now you are the being that has come forth into this body. Now you are the leading edge being on the leading edge experience, tuned in, tapped in, turned on to the source energy from which you come, which is expanding right along with you. Is it not good? We want to assist you in recognizing more accurately and earlier when you are in vibrational alignment with what you want. We will show you how you can, with so little effort, with so much less effort than it takes to learn a computer program, become in vibrational awareness of what your vibration is. And then, what you do about it is certainly up to you. This art of allowing, we love those words, art of allowing is what we're calling this gathering, allowing my connection to my source, that is really what that means. It does not mean the art of putting up with or tolerating all kinds of awful things. It means the art of finding my alignment and therefore living in joy no matter what's happening around me. It means achieving such vibrational alignment with who I am by looking for positive aspects and by making books of appreciation and by wanting so much to feel good that I hold myself consistently in vibrational alignment with who I really am. And then, even though contrast is going to be in my experience, and even though there may be problems that I project into my future, as fast as I project any problem, which is really the asking, is it not? Right on its heels will come the answer. You can get so good at projecting problems or questions into your future with answers right on the heels that the answers can actually manifest simultaneously with the problem, so that the problem never even reaches your awareness. That is creation at its best, where the contrast keeps producing the new, better experience, and before you even have a chance to notice that you're missing the new, better experience and that it has not come about, it comes about. To live with questions, and as quickly as you can identify that you want to know, or that you need to know, or that you would like to experience, circumstances and events have already been arranged so that you're living what you're wanting, almost as fast, or even as fast, as you are asking about it. It is a lifelong art. You will never get it done. You will come back lifetime after lifetime for the joy of it. Not because there are some rungs on the ladder that you must climb. Not because you're getting marks on the chart. Not because there's some hierarchy that you're hoping to achieve. And not because you're wanting to achieve some sort of perfection and then never come back again. You are creators who love creating. And we're here to tell you that there is no place, anywhere, anytime that is more delicious than this time-space reality in which you're focused. The contrast is so prevalent, the variety is so amazing, your ability to focus has never been better. And now you are remembering who you are and coming back into alignment so that you will be the absolute enjoyers of the joyous life that you are creating. We are eager to talk with you about anything that's important to you. There's nothing off limits here. You'll notice a wonderful unfolding as the question that was perfect to lay the basis for your question will have preceded it. Everything that you are about is known by us. Do not worry. We will not reveal anything that you do not want to be revealed. We are very sensitive to your privacy issues. It is important that you explain the nitty-gritty of your experience to a certain extent so that others listening in can notice the vibratory match of where you are and your vibration. But we will not get too carried away in that, for it is our desire to assist you in balancing your energies relative to anything that's important to you. We want you to align to the things that you've desired. We want you to understand that every experience that you have lived, the good ones and the ones that you call not so good, have launched desires into your future experience that are being held for you. For you. They are encoded by your vibration. They are yours. They are being held for you in vibrational escrow. And when you bring yourself into vibrational alignment with those things that you've let the universe know you want, and you know you have been letting the universe know incrementally different aspects of your desire, the universe has coupled all of those different aspects of all of your different desires into the perfect unfolding. There are things that you have not even thought of that are in your future because they are the combination of the desires that you've already launched out there. Someone coined a very wonderful phrase when they said, "Be careful what you wish for because you may get it." And we say, whatever you think about is in the vibrational offing for you. It's just a matter of how much in alignment you come with it. Good. You have some things you want to talk about? Some things.